The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. On this Thursday, December 3rd, you're listening to KTQA LP 95.3 FM in Tacoma. At 3 p.m. is usually when we bring you our daily briefing. My name is Becky. I have a shortened daily briefing for you today. I will have not such a complete one for you today, but we'll be back again at 3 p.m. tomorrow on Friday with lots of resources and updates related to the pandemic. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. If you need to speak with folks in other languages other than English, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text coronavirus to 211-211 from anywhere in Washington and chat with someone in any language regarding your questions. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online for those community resources and referral services. Influenza vaccines are widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Do your part, get the shot if you're able to. Help reduce your risk of transmitting or catching the flu and burdening our healthcare system, which is already burdened with lots of folks suffering from COVID-19. For influenza vaccine locations, you can visit fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Just a few regional announcements that I have for us today. We know that there are lots of agencies that are excited to use up their CARES Act funding or their federal funding before the end of the year. So a few resources include the Pierce County Energy Assistance Program. It pays heating bills directly to utility companies for folks who are eligible. Payments are based on fuel usage for the past 12 months, as well as a household's income. And for more information on that, you can go online to piercecountywa.gov/energy. Additionally, there are SNAP benefits that are additional this weekend. So SNAP benefit recipients, if you are going to the Farmers Market in Tacoma this weekend, that's either the Ruston Farmers Market or the Proctor Farmers Market, you can actually increase your purchasing power through the SNAP Match Nutrition Assistance Program. All you got to do is bring your EBT card to the information booth and you'll receive a coupon to buy more produce. And finally, there is up to $50 million in Working Washington grants, that's state grants. They are now available. These grants are prioritizing small businesses, especially those that come from industries heavily impacted by the pandemic and restrictions. So that includes restaurants and fitness centers and event venues. In order to apply, you need to go online to startup.choosewashingtonstate.com. Alternately, there's another shortened email, or excuse me, URL, and that is bit.ly/workingWA3. And I believe it's three because this is the third round of those grants. There's also mortgage rescue assistance grants that are brought to you by a partnership between the Tacoma Urban League and Pierce County and the Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle. And for those, you can get up to 3 months mortgage payments for a maximum of $5,000 per homeowner. You have to be at 100% of the median income or below that for your area, and payments go directly to the bank. You can get started by calling 877-894-4663, or you can call the Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle at 206-461-3792. Again, those are for mortgage assistance for those that are suffering from having difficulty paying due to the pandemic. You can always find those state level updates and information related to the pandemic at coronavirus.wa.gov. There are testing sites throughout our region. You can find testing sites anywhere in the state at coronavirus.wa.gov, but you can, if you're listening in King County, find those specific to King County at kingcounty.gov. And in Pierce County, you can go to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website at tpchd.org/COVID test. For tomorrow, that is Friday, December 4th, the health department will be offering free testing through their mobile units at Tacoma Nazarene Church. That's located at 3640 South M Street, as well as at Fort Steilacoom Park. Those testing events run 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. No ID is required. Tests are free. Tests are open to anyone. And results are reportedly available in 3 to 5 days. Again, you can catch the daily briefing at ktqa.org. Or catch up on any missed daily briefings by going to our website, daily.ktqa.org. You can catch replays here at 6 p.m. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-365-8821, where you can call us or text us. You can also catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. with replays at 6 p.m. for a more complete daily briefing. Stay safe, mask up, wash your hands, stay home, stay separate, but together and connected through radio.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.